And good morning, everybody. Welcome back. And we're heading out to beautiful downtown Elmont, North Dakota. Kenan Layden, agmarket.net. Good day, Kenan.
Good day, Mick. How are you today?
Well, the weather's straightened out, so I'm in a better mood, or at least people aren't, they're waving, they're using their whole hand when they wave at me. So give us a weather report from Western North Dakota.
Yeah, we weren't quite as cold as the eastern part of the state. On Tuesday into Wednesday, there was some low temperatures on your side of the state. And yeah, hopefully the moisture in the ground and the temperatures weren't too low and the moisture buffered it a little. So any corn that was up took it okay on your side of the state.
Apparently, we're not in a weather market because Wednesday we took a dive again. What is going on?
You know, Wednesday, it depends how you look at the weather market. Looked at the four, you know, the Wednesday weather runs were drier in the northwestern plains and drier in southern Saskatchewan. So that was a, you know, that's probably more a spring wheat canola story, but I think moisture saturation and the rains they've been catching in the heart of corn and soybean country in the I states, the corn belt, whatever you call it, they've been pretty good. The moisture they've been getting down there, they've been getting timely rains, crop got in. They've been cold for them, and so maybe some replants, but market doesn't seem to generally take too much notice of replants or some patchy frost. It's more the overall condition, and if the heart, the edges are all dry, but the heart seems to be good would be the my takeaway from how people are looking at the weather here, Mick.
And Monday afternoon's crop progress, planting progress report, holy mackerel, North Dakota kind of led the charge as far as planting progress this past week.
Yeah, planting progress, that tells a story too, that doesn't seem to be any areas of real concern, I guess would be the summary of it. The crop's going to be in on time, and it's just up to Mother Nature and continued rains.
So we've been in kind of a headline driven market. Monday opened up with the fact sheet out of the White House that China is going to buy a whole bunch of ag products from the U.S. So we had a surge on Monday, and yesterday wasn't too bad, but Wednesday just kind of fizzled out. What's happened?
Yeah, Mick. Yeah, I think you described it well. If you look at a chart and just the daily bars, you know, if we even go back to last week, you know, last Thursday, Friday, no real news out of China, and big bars down, you know, headlines, like you said, just markets selling off a lot. And then presser from the White House on Sunday or over the weekend, and we're up on Monday, and yesterday just not much. You know, it was a pretty flat day, or I should say Tuesday, across the grain markets. And then Wednesday, a few different things might be contributing to the down day, you know, all of its speculation, but no real news out of China. Maybe some mixed messaging with some announcements that the China deal, you know, the specifics are always hard because they seem to be generalities. Like, well, some stuff we weren't happy with. Well, eggs wasn't necessarily mentioned, but some other stuff was. And then before the president got on a plane today, you know, there was some mention that the Iran thing may be settling down again and they might be signing a peace deal. And so if you looked at the oil market on Wednesday, we were down quite a bit off the highs, which usually pressures the corn market and the canola market and some of the oil seeds. But yeah, I guess headline driven market, but maybe a range bound market for now, and let's hope it stays range bound or breaks on the upside. You know, corn's been a very, you could call it new crop corn, you know, a $4.80 to $5 range over the past couple weeks. And soybeans, you know, we held at $11.60, and but $12 seems to be the top side. And and spring wheat, you know, that a lot of your producer grows, that 690 to, I guess we made highs at 750. Seems to be pretty range bound. Seems to just be popping back and forth here in between highs and lows. So news will probably be a driver of that, and hopefully, you know, the markets might just be waiting. The White House promised a lot that, and if trade gets some confirmation, you know, we could see some breakouts out of these trading ranges to the upside. But if it's a nothing burger and feet keep getting dragged or the news changes, maybe we visit a lower range, which isn't ideal for anyone growing wheat or marketing wheat and other crops.
Well, every week, I guess, there's a moment or two when we've got $5 corn, $12 beans, and close to $7 wheat. Should a producer have some orders in place, or so what's your suggestion for marketing here at this point?
I always come back is where is your risk in your operation? Are you clipping a really good profit on corn, and if stuff goes sour, does that profit not look so good anymore? Are $12 beans making you money? And if so, well, if you haven't done anything this year, how do I manage that risk if I'm showing a lot of money on the balance sheet? Same if we get into the livestock with feeder cattle. So you got price risk and you got basis risk, and so price risk is something you can address, and basis I know is less than desirable right now. There's a lot of corn in the West, so anyone holding on to corn knows that basis has been less desirable. But that future price risk for new crop, transferring that risk to something like an option, or you know, whether you sell it and you purchase a call option, or you buy a put option at a profitable level, just de-risking some of that, especially if you're showing profit at these $5, $12 levels, $7 wheat levels. It's not everybody is, I know, but if you are transferring some of that risk, so.
That's a great term, de-risking your life so you sleep better at night, right?
That's the idea. So I don't know if anyone sleeps great at night when we're so dependent on weather, and it hasn't been overly wet here, Mick, but it's one less thing to keep you up at night.
All right, Kenan Layden, agmarket.net, Elmont, North Dakota. How do producers get a hold of you to talk marketing?
Yeah, just reach out at 701-401-9600, Mick.
Talk to you again soon. Thank you, Kenan.
Thanks, Mick.
And we'll be right back.